All right, check it out. It's Romero and Melissa and I are going to be at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest, presented by our friends at Kind and Levia, Saturday, April 20th. We're going to be there from noon to 3, but the top-notch event is going to be running from noon to 6. It's going to have some food from Red's Kitchen. Primo Bartending is going to be there too. DJ Stenny, Phil Pacino, including glass-blowing demos, cornhole games, more. Myself, Melissa, Hot 96.9. We can't wait to see you there at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420. Fest, baby.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number MR28.
B-Pod Studios.
Waking you up, it's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew on Hot 96.9.
Let's talk about some fun stuff. Let's make somebody happy, I hope. It's the Get Up Crew, Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. Hello, good morning. I hope you're having a tremendous day. It looks so nice outside. It's 30 the freaking degrees. Hot 96, number one for throwbacks, best new hip-hop and R&B. So we're going to call up this guy right now, Justin. Why are we calling Justin? Why are we calling Justin, Melissa? Why are we calling Justin?
Justin sent us a letter.
Mm-hmm.
And
a letter?
Yes, like an actual handwritten letter. And
like on paper?
Yeah, well, it was in like a card. And on the inside, he wrote that he has a project for school.
That's,
and they were asking him to send letters to his favorite celebrities
to see who would write back or whatever,
to see if anybody would not just necessarily write back but call back, respond back,
yeah,
reach out to him somehow and whatever. So, you know,
that's great.
That's where we come in.
Does it have a, did he say who else he reached out to?
It does not.
Oh, because I doubt they're going to hit him back. We're going to call him back right now. And it's the beautiful thing, it being a letter, is that you, I mean, I guess you could, but it's, it takes up more time to, you know, falsify a letter. You know, sometimes you'll get like spam from your friends and like you can't even trust your friends' emails and things of that nature. Actually, let me take that back. The other day, I got a spam text from myself. From me, from my own number. I was so confused looking at it going, I just sent this to myself?
Me too.
Yeah.
I got a couple yesterday.
Like, how does that happen?
I don't know, but I can't trust me now. I can't even trust me on text. But a handwritten letter, someone took time out of their day to sit down,
yes,
pick up a pen or pencil, attach it to paper, write words, hopefully make it, you know, somewhat legible. And then fold that paper and put it into another piece of paper and then put a sticker with a design on
get
it.
A
and
stamp.
Yeah. Figure out where to send it to. Figure out where to send
much
it.
Much are stamps.
And
these
then
days.
Go out of the way. Go out of the way. And depending on where you live, find a mailbox, go to a post office. Or if you live in the burbs, put it in your mailbox and pick up that little flag. Either way, you're walking outside. Like, that takes a lot of work. That's respectable. So the least we can do is call the son of a bitch back.
Yes.
So here we go.
Please leave your message for
Justin.
Justin!
How are you not going to answer your phone? You literally were reaching out to people that you wanted to hit you up or to respond to you. So it's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa.
Hi!
Calling you, and you have the audacity not to answer the phone? How dare you, sir?
Maybe he's working.
Maybe he's sleeping.
Maybe he doesn't answer blocked numbers?
Maybe
I wouldn't either.
Any or all of the above.
Maybe he's dead. Oh, Justin.
Oh, no!
I can't believe you died before we even got to know you. Oh, well, may you rest in peace.
Stop it.
Hey, we're going to try calling you back in a couple of minutes. Answer the damn phone. Just know that we reached out to you, though. Goodbye. Okay, I'm sure. Hopefully.
that he's going to answer the phone. Hear our message, get all excited, see us calling him back, and he's going to answer it next. We're going to try one more game. We're going to try and reach out to Justin. It's the Get Up Crew. It's Hot 96.9. Number one for throwbacks. Best new hip-hop in R&B. Ramiro Pebbles, Melissa. We're going to try and call Justin, who sent us a letter. On papel. He's reaching out to people to see if they'll reach back out to him. I'm confident that nobody else is going to. I don't know why he put us in the list of celebrities. But I figure...
far from it, but that's okay.
But you know what? Whatever. We're going to win. Because it depends, like, who he reached out. Well, you know what? If he answers, we'll ask him. If not, we'll leave him a nice message.
Yeah,
and I'll make sure and remind him that
it
doesn't matter. Even local celebrities, some of them are too big for their britches. So we're reaching out. We'll be first. As long as he answers the phone. Let's try this one more again.
Hi, this is Justin.
About time.
What's up, big dog?
I'm sorry.
What were you doing?
I'm working.
Working? What do you do?
I work in fraud at a credit union.
At a credit union?
Oh.
Yeah.
He works in fraud. Oh. Yeah.
There we go. Hey, if you see the name Ramiro Torres, just give it a quick little go through the shredder. Yeah. Just delete. Justin, so you were reaching out to people, seeing who would reach back?
Absolutely.
Well, first of all, I just want to say thank you for including us in the celebrity category.
Right, yeah.
Just out of curiosity, who else do you consider a celebrity? I just want to know where you rank us.
So next up, celebrity-wise, I'd say Chris Evans.
That's crazy.
Okay, Avengers Assemble!
Yeah, okay, next question. Has anybody else reached back to you?
No, you guys are the first.
Yay! That's right, because they're all pieces of trash who don't care about their people.
Don't talk about Captain America.
Well, Pebbles, you know what? I don't see Captain America / Buzz Lightyear back out to Justin. We called him. So, okay, now that you have us on the phone, try not to pass out from your excitement. Is there anything that you'd always want to say to us?
No, not that I can think of right now.
Not
Leroy, don't say my name.
Leroy, that's right, because he'll kill him. Leroy, shut up.
I don't want to die.
Shut up. Hold on a second. Shut your mouth. Okay, there you go. He won't say anything now. So, Justin, listen, have a great day, catching people from... Actually, I was joking about my name. You won't see my name on there. You might see Melissa Iannuzzo.
Well, hold on. Justin, do you work at DCU by any chance?
I used to.
Okay, because there's one in Uxbridge, I think. That's where he's from.
Wow, Melissa's trying.
Well, they're in the Worcester area, so...
Yeah,
that was funny.
Yeah, they're in the Worcester area.
Yeah.
We don't want to get our biggest fan here locked up for helping you out.
Defending you.
Yeah, defending you. Well, Justin, we appreciate it. I would say don't hold your breath on anybody else reaching out to you.
Jesus.
But if they do, remember who did it first,
baby. That's right.
Yeah, that's right. We're Miriam Pavels. 96.9 Get Up Crew.
Love you, man. Love you. Thank you.
Yeah, you forgot my name. Can you say my name to make me feel better?
Melissa.
Thank you.
Leroy.
Yes, thank you.
There you go. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We appreciate it, man.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye, Justin.
Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Bye. I love you.
Love you too.
Let's go!
Wake up, Boston.
It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Turn it up!
In the morning. On Hot 96.9.
Join Ramiro and I from the Get Up Crew, inviting you to elevate your 420 at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest.
Oh, mark it on your calendars right now, April 20th from noon to 6, presented by Kind and Levia.
Indulge in some mouthwatering eats from Red's Kitchen, and Primo Bartending will be there with beer and wine.
Oh, you're going to get down to some sick beats, too, from DJ Stenny and the cool tunes of Phil Pacino.
Watch mesmerizing glass-blowing demos and score some wins at Cornhole.
Join us, Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest at 70 Frank Mossberg Drive in Attleboro.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number M. MR281332.